And that's what help you get is when you get in love. Do we have it?
For example, someone is asked, what is your plan?
And he asked me, what is your plan? He asked me, what is your plan? This guy is supposed to be free. If the person is free, you will want to verify that you will try to show that 1 plus 1 is 3. So we say, are you sure? Yes. Can you see? Can you see? It's when you say inside of you that 1 plus 1 is equal to 3, this is how it is. Likewise, if it was true, it is true. You have to be able to ask that. Are you sure? Beyond doubt, the beyond is living with doubt. This is the meaning of our judgment. So when the people who think it is taken from our mind, and that becomes what touching you now, beyond doubt, it does not accommodate the doubt. So, hope will give me our judgment and the God of the world. That's the point. What is all the thing is that you move this is except to know that thing. You know the thing when you have judgment about that thing, and what you have the judgment about is what conforms to the reality about the thing. We have an example of two boys. What says 1 plus 1 is equal to 3? This one is Muhammad to the Wadiah. They have contrasted the reality just to be from one to the other. Even if he had a just move about, even if what he's talking about, he is sure. But because what he's sure of contradicts the truth, contradicts the reality regarding the matter, he does not dare know. That is just move. He may even ask him in the future, no, teacher, I'm correct. I saw it so wrong. This judgment that contradicts, this certainty of mind that contradicts the reality is still incorrect. It's not correct. The second chart. 1 plus 1 is equal to 3. Are you sure to hear the part of the context of the knowledge starting to the context of knowledge? The person who has that actually of knowledge must be starting at this thing is true. First of all, second test of knowledge, and you are of the world. It will conform to the reality of the and the reality of the matter 1 plus 1 is equal to what is to you. So if you have that, you will have knowledge. If you are talking about a particular thing, and your activity conforms to the truth regarding that truth, then the individual who sets his rules is considered to be able to have the knowledge of that. Let's look at another case. The child that says one of one is two, but says to the child, but I am not sure, this is the thing that will have knowledge. But it's not talking about that there is no knowledge. So knowledge is from within me, the condition of the mind, and that regarding an issue, and that condition is what of certainty and doubt, and more or and more that also conforms to the reality of the thing. Then we take that as an answer. One who was sure the one who killed the father and was sure of killing the father, the one who had the one who was the father, and then he is the father of the person who had the so when you should say that you love, what you're saying is that regarding all these issues, that you want to issue that we must be talking about in our mouth, and there are issues that conform to the truth. That's why at the point of each one, you will give us the balance of the Quran that supports you by way of emphasizing the truth of the point that is there. So when you say prayer, and the Quran is the Islam, عشرة سنوات لكن we should have it starting in our mind and we should know we should be so certain in our mind that what we are having is power of the attitude that these things modify the person of the faith. In fact, the reason I want to say is that they are عشرة سنوات to be in our faith. But the Quran says the things that modify a person's Islam are more than ten. The things that modify a person's Islam, the individual's Islam, the heart of the Islam, they are more than ten. So why have Sheikh Muhammad ibn Abi Wahab mentioned only ten? One of the scholars, one of the leaders of the scholars of our time, Sheikh Abdullah Abdullah ibn Abdullah ibn Abdullah, he said the reason why this Imam mentioned is an ashra to get the Qadr of Allah as shown to Muhammad ibn Abdullah ibn Abdullah ibn Abdullah ibn Abdullah. They are among the most dangerous among those things that modify the most dangerous. If you want to tell a person the rules, you must follow. Those who are Hajj, may Allah be sent back to them and make the Hajj an easy one for them, acceptable for them. And for us, we are also may Allah be sent back to them. If a person is performing Hajj, but the visa is right, any problem to what wrong is liable to what death penalty. Because it's written on the visa, the right to the visa. If we catch you here, wrong, today, or life, not death penalty. Is it because it is only that is a sin in the conscience? That's not the only crime people commit. But who are being absolved is the most dangerous, one of the most dangerous. So sometimes what you want to tell a person about, particularly in the situation, is part of the most that are most so that is why the church has mentioned this. We have mentioned many things. We are among the most dangerous of those things that we have in the last year. He also said, we are among those that he puts there to do. These things. We are mentioned the things because they are the most dangerous and they are the most.
We are connected one way or the other. That's
why the application will be changed. It's not because all the things that are awaiting and individuals are restricted to you know the same application. Like the scholar said, because we are Torah, we are the most religious, who are Torah, who are, we are the most articulate courtesy. And then they are those ones that all the rest of the other things that manifested in the middle are also connected to you. That's why we are teaching. Don't call it what we are teaching. As we go on, we see every point we make in the other issues connected to the other. The الشيخ في عبادة الله وحده لا شريك له، الشيخ في عبادة الله وحده لا شريك له، الشيخ joining partners in Allah، joining and accomplishing، we'll break it down. الشيخ joining after شيخ، joining partners in Allah. In what? He is that the Lord wrath of whom you are partners with Allah in the worship of Allah. Wrath of whom? And Allah is the Lord. La Sharia. You have no partner. If that is the Lord, wrath of whom? La Sharia. The worship of Allah is the Lord. La Sharia. Without any partner, when you now bring partners to Allah, in worshiping Allah, it is shame. It is shame to be a part of the Lord, why do you have shame? Join the partner with Allah. When Allah is the Lord, when Allah has no partner, when you just now bring the partner to Allah, you have committed one as shame. What is a love to God? Last time. If you know the love to God, the last time, then you will understand and mention also the way how it is said that a person commits shirk in ibadah. If we know a love to God, the last time, it is easy for us to explain this shirk that this imam is mentioning. Ibadah of Allah, worship of Allah, the worship of Allah is the Lord. Allah is the one who has no partner. And Ibadah, ulama say Ibadah is kullu iqad, our qawli, our name. Allah command. Prophet Muhammad command. That is whether that thing is a belief or a statement or an action.
So now,
but Salah has action, statement, and belief. We'll go back to the question. Salah has belief. Salah has statement. Salah has action. We'll come back to the question. So this is how we know the Bible. Ma amarullah. Our madaha fa'ilam. Or Allah praises the best of what you do. Like Allah says, Inna Allah wa yuhibbul tawwabin. Allah loves those who be forgiving. It means to end that to Inna Allah wa yuhibbul mustatabin. Allah wa yuhibbul mustatabin. Allah loves those who make you, who make up your shine, who make for Allah. It means to make for Allah is what I'm saying. And the action that Allah prays, the person who did that action, Allah prays that person. وَالذَّاكِرِينَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا وَالذَّاكِرَةَ Those who make remembrance of Allah كَثِيرًا إِنَّهُ وَالذَّاكِرَةَ Likewise, we make you recognize and remember Allah. أَعَدَّ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ مَغْفِرَةً وَأَجْرًا Allah has been done for them. Forgiveness. وَأَجْرًا عَظِيمًا And great tremendous reward. It means Allah lies for them. And it means thinking is what he wants. Because it is what God is doing. The basic rule is to know what Allah is. What Allah commands. Or he grants those who do it. Or that he promises those who do it reward. What Allah likes. Because it is of God that if he will not command that he will do it, Allah likes. If the prophet will not praise those who do it, if the prophet will not tell you that he will be watching for you, so that is why Sheikh Islam is the same as Mahmoud. It says, as if Allah is true, who are what is what, what are told, Jah, is this one. Prophet, the meaning of prophet is brief, but it has many things inside it. لكل ما يحب الله ويرضى. It is different over everything that Allah likes and is pleasing. Everything that Allah likes and is pleasing. It seems like that word, he loves. Whether that thing is taken, whether it's an action, whether it's a belief, as long as Allah is pleased, it is what he loves. We know two examples. When you don't exist, the servant is not an artist, it's not a worshiper. The first one is Al-Mahabba, love. Al-Mahabba, love. Love. Allah likes us that we love him. Allah is one of the greatest aspects of worship. Loving Allah. Why? Let us sit down in our own private time and think whether we need love Allah. Al-Mahabba. So if you ask me, how do I know that Mahabba is love? We have a rule about doing it now. Do we understand? Allah says, good for Muhammad. If you love Allah, Allah will love you. Allah will love you. Allah will forgive you. Allah will love you. Allah will be in closeness. It shows Allah like that you should love him. So it's loving Allah is what you have. Loving Allah is what you have. But loving, there are two aspects of loving. Al-Mahabbatul Khafa wal-Mahabbatul Al-Nisa'a. Al-Mahabbatul Khafa is the first type of loving. The This one is meant for Allah alone. Al-Mahabbatu al-Khaf. Special love. You must not have it for any other thing apart from Allah. No, this love, Al-Mahabbatu al-Khaf, you must not have it for any other thing except who? Allah. You must love Al-Mahabbatu al-Khaf. But Al-Mahabbatu al-Khaf, Al-Mahabba, that is connected to other things. It's not only connected to Allah alone. For example, Mahabba to man wa ma'ishibuhu wa Allah. Love is that Allah loves. That is what is Allah. We must love the Prophet. But you see that the difference between loving Allah and we love the Prophet Muhammad because of Allah's love for the Prophet. So while we can say the Prophet's love is second tier, the love of Allah is what? And the Prophet has said, we are loving him because of the love of Allah. My dear brother, this is a very important. We must love Allah more than everything. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said there are three things. Man wajada faqad wajada halawat al-iman. Any person who has gotten the sweetness of iman. Sweet iman, you want to test whether the iman is sweet or not. Which part of the thing is you know? The first thing is what? An yakuna Allah wa rasuluhu. Ahabba ilayhi minna suwabha that Allah and the Messenger are more in love with you than any other thing. When you have it inside your heart, don't forget, ibadah can be something of the heart. It can be something of the mouth. It can be in the heart. Al-Mahabbat is connected to the heart. So Al-Mahabbat is what we are saying. One part of it is Mahabbatu man yuhibbuhu Allah or Mahabbatu ma yuhibbuhu Allah. Loving one another. Allah likes Makkah. It means from loving Allah that we must love Makkah. Allah likes Medina. From loving Allah that we must love Makkah. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he likes Mount Prophet. So from loving the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is that we must like Mount. One day the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أُخُذُ مُحِبُّنَا وَنَحْنُ مُحِبُّ أُخُذُ لَيْكَ وَنَحْنُ مُحِبُّ أُخُذُ لَيْكَ وَنَحْنُ مُحِبُّ. So love one another like or loving what the Prophet likes because of Allah and because of the Prophet. This is the idea of Mustawaka, not Khafa for Allah. For Allah is not together with the Prophet. That is for Allah alone. The second idea of Mustawaka is the love for that. So we love the Prophet of all things. The other type of love is al-mahabbatu al-tabi'i, natural love. The love we have for food. So of course like akam, yen, yoruba, we like to call family and amala. Al-mahabbatu al-tabi'i, natural love, this love is love. The same kind of love that a man has for his wife is love. Although scholars put that under al-mahabbatu al-ishfaq wa rahmah. Love that is out of mercy and sympathy or empathy for that man. Love that is given are allowed. But the one that is allowed is the one al-mahabbatu al-ishfaq. People who can be ibadah if they fall under what Allah likes and the people that Allah likes. And that's why, if you have a relationship that does not like Allah, you will not like that too.
out of love for Allah. So my dear brothers, al-mahabbatul khaswa is what we are talking about now. Bring all our minds back to al-mahabbatul special love for Allah. Shirk can come out of it. Because the love we should have for Allah is mahabbatul ta'zeem wal ijlal. Ta'zeem, veneration, adoration, respect, what? It's not wrong to have a special relationship to write more. That's what it's about. But what for Allah is ta'zeem. Because of his blessing, what is now and burden, because all of veneration is also have to let because of veneration. More that person in high esteem, in high love, unqualified, is an effort. This mahabba is the one that Allah asks of us at Iman. We must know Allah like that. Subhanallah. Not to know Allah like that is wrong. Allah said in the Quran, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ شَتَّقْتُ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ أَنْ دَاءَ يُحِبُّهُنَهُ Allah says, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ If you say that you are saying that, by way of speaking, the seriousness of the text, reducing the text, forgiving. Even in our own, in our church, we say some people, this one is over, it's not true. What is that? And among people are those, many are suffering with injury in love, they take and that shuraka, because with them is sharif, Nabi, Shabi, Nabi, that is an equal and a similar. So I said, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَتَّخِذُ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ إِلَهًا. There are two good things for equal, father than Allah, who is Allah. Allah said, يُحِبُّونَ مُحْبَةً. We love those things to make the love of Allah. Is this Shabi now? And mahabbatul khaswa that they should have for Allah in the the kind of glorification they should have, adoration, respect, honor, they should have for Allah in the world. They should honor them, simply him to Allah. They love those things in the manner they should love Allah. When they see the Abadu, Hashiyah, the Prophet of Allah. But those who have Iman, it is Allah that they love most. Those who come to Allah, they are Allah has described them in their capacity as the people of other than Iman. They don't have Iman. Those who have Iman, it is Allah who loves more than anything. He is the Prophet of Allah. So why does person love other than Allah, more than Allah? That person is a Muslim. Loving more than Allah. Any other than Allah. God pushes us to obey Allah. So when we are praying, in Salah, when we say, Allahu Akbar, you are praying a lot to love, a lot to respect, a lot to venerate, to hold high esteem, to have high God. If this is the state of our condition when we are in Salah, what that's how it should be. And that's what Allah has asked for. Al-Mahabbah. We must love Allah. The major form of Ibadah, loving Allah. The other aspect of this, the second example is Al-Qawl. We must hear Allah. Hear the Ibadah of Qawl. Qawl is Ibadah of Ta'zeem. والتظلم لله. لا تفكير تفكير تريبات من الفكرة فيها الله. في هذا التقليل
by way of knowing down ourselves. Knowing down ourselves. For who?
Allah.
This is the fear code that we take off these things. The best one to be dinner. And he remembers that Allah punishment is there. What did he do?
He won't back.
And when he won't back, he will remember Al-Mahabbah, law of Allah. And then he will hope that he won't back, Allah will reward him for both. He is a lot nearer to Allah. So we try this to Allah. Al-Qawm wa Al-Mahabbah. We go to Allah. These two things, people come together for spiritual love. Allah told us in the Quran about Al-Qawm. He said, إِنَّ مَعْلِكُمُ الشَّيْطَانِ يُقَوِّكُ أَوْلِيَاءَ. He said, that is the way Shaitan is doing. Speak to Shaitan. يُقَوِّكُ أَوْلِيَاءَ. He does he makes you hear his story. Shaitan makes human beings to hear his dream. Allah is the Lord of our own hope, what our own is. If one so, if one so, what we need is to connect with the human being. Allah is the next thing to hear the human. To fear is part of human. To fear Allah is part of human. Let's say something here. From 2 feet still to fear Allah. Allah to fear me. Allah is that for the house to fall with the ibadah. What I have said was trying to help my life. Allah says, Zalika, what I have told you about Jahannam, I have told you to come with from Allah with Iman. Allah is teaching to make you fear him. How? He also said that the Allah is a boom for him. Don't fear him, fear him. So why does somebody come and say he's not fear him? And when you fear Allah, what will you fear? You fear his punishment. Because the punishment of Allah is to fear. If someone has an idea of that, and they get to do, put their feet angle, they have put on the ground, don't be either sitting with me and don't be afraid, so that you don't lose your demand. We on that path, don't be scared, so that you don't lose your demand. When likewise they keep fasting and they invite you to show love, bring one, they are going to fight for it, they do all that. Someone was asking me just yesterday morning. Tell you something today. The masquerade pointed the staff at you. So you know, he's asking, have you committed sin? I said, wait, when you run away, what do you think? You think that it can hurt you? Do you think the masculine can hurt you? If the person thinks that the masculine can hurt you, he is going to the mouth for you. Because Allah is allowed to have a good home, and he is able to give you that smart, don't fear the fear. So if you fear the fear of God, the fear of respect, that a lot of people now in the world have for the mouth. They don't come out with animals, we don't see them. So it's a big call that they took away from the dead, out of honor and respect for them. If they take the God's plan, that is an act of shame. So we are, likewise to law, there are more people doing those things that are said to be Muslim. Do you hear that name, Bashir? Allah, Allah. If the Lord don't think the law and the law mission follow the way of the law, the law of honor and respect, that is it. The justice of Allah. So Allah is Allah, 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 Allah. Don't be a Christian. Likewise, he mentioned God to us. Out of love, out of respect for us, it is an out of shame. It nullifies the Islam of the individual. Out of love, out of respect for you. And once a person goes there to society and is committed in sin, but that thing does not take the person out of you. But it means something from the to shift. That it gives support to shift. By reading in a leader. But going down, because you love for you, because you respect or to respect love, what is I can see? And then being afraid that if you don't go, if I stand and come to you, it may not be your shame, no. You may have a God in your home, and you are a guy. You love this God. You respect it. Such that when he commands you, you will hear his command, giving Allah's command. You are already moving, you are already moving his option. You are already not doing the ocean. That's why here, when you love the kid, you regulate the kid, you exhaust the kid in your house, such that if the spirit commands you, give you a command that contradicts the command of another. Not by will. I don't like to think that I'm too much, I don't have to accept that with you. But by not my mother has commanded me, I cannot follow any other thing that I have commanded. And that command is not the command of God. It is not in the door of the shame. So we see a lot of people will be involved in things like this without knowing that. We say it is there to not be made. We don't know that you are commanding that one to worship you. You are commanding the girl to worship you indirectly. Absolute obedience belongs to Allah alone. And what drives us to that? Two things. Love of Allah, the fear of God. The love of God. Do you know love brings fear? When you love somebody, you are afraid of doing something that will be very difficult to do. Love the brings about the fear of the person that you love. The only one that we must have this for my father in all of this who are you all? When shall we him aside and take others to help him in what way in this matter? That is what we know Al-Mahabba is one example of Iman. And that is how she is called. Likewise, Al-Khawm is one example of that's how she is coming. There are many other examples. But this course of here, sort of time, has given us an example. We know how to know Al-Ibadah, so we know Al-Ibadah because Allah commanded, or Allah prayed, or prayed the people who do it, or promised the people who do it to be when you read for us, when you see, that is now the Mashallah, that's the statement of the Prophet Muhammad. When he said, my master is in harmony with my father, my day is a big deal. Whoever believes to me that is not part of it, that is, that Allah has not told you that he lies. Or that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has not told you that Allah lies, or lies, or commands. But it's not his life. Not all of us are lies. How do you know that Allah lies to you? Who lets you win? Allah is just saying, or that the Prophet is happy. How many of the government of Australia, or state of Australia, has issued that the government is just saying, or the secretary of government, or any other official that are elected to be so saying, those are the officials of government, and it is entitled, empowered to do that. Likewise, you will not know that something is in Canada, except Allah. If the two of them do not say, Allah does not say, the Prophet does not say, it cannot be that.
And when we now say those things and order us, it means we must not direct those things to anybody but who?
We'll give you one example from the example that we have on.
Leave this man to come back to them. We'll come back to those man to say, inshallah.
So he said, Rahimahullah, Al-Awwal, Al-Shirk, Al-Ishbah, Al-Qur'an, Al-Wahdahu, Al-Shirk. He now said, وَمِنْ بُيَانِ وَمِنَ الْإِبَادِ وَمِنَ الشِّرْكِ وَمِنْ مَعَرَى وَمِنَ الشِّرْكِ وَمِنَ الشِّرْكِ وَمِنْهُ أَدَّعْهُ لِغَيْرِ اللَّهِ أَدَّعْهُ لِغَيْرِ اللَّهِ For whom you say it is not. So the question, don't forget, we ask you, is and that will part of Ibadah what? And that. This Ibadah is a yes, but one part. Question, how do we know that and that is Ibadah? Because Allah commanded all of the things that. How do we command it? Because the fear of Ibadah, when it comes. To pray to the Lord, Salam to Ibadah, the one has majesty to us, Lord, to be not done in Ibadah. That means, any person who directs or needs a thing for any other than that is not enough, what? If you can get direct for any other thing, rather than directing to Allah, I am doing it for you, I ask that why the person is using how to make his position. He says it's not. Give the guy in the slaughter, take property. Take property before the transfer. He just wants the slaughter by way of providing me with a need. That is the second thing. For example, we have a piece of the slaughter. So that it can have to be, we are not talking because of the glory of feeling. That we have to feed the heart for socialism. That's not what it is. What you are doing is you need me for entertainment of your people. But social effectiveness is coming from the people and God on top of the ground. This is what Jesus. Especially if you are thinking that if you slaughter them, you take that one, you make that person come closer to you. Perhaps it will bring a particular good to you, or it will prevent you from a particular thing. What is this that this is what they become of their shame? People do it for the genes, because they think that the genes come out, and the new come from you. Don't give comfort. Because now, because we don't see them. That is the first thing. The better thing is allowing me to give for them to come out. They are very fast. Very fast. And we saw the story of Nabi Suleiman and his dream. They are very fast. The first reason why it is difficult for them. I mean, it's easy for them. The first time they give money is because it will change their form. It will change from any form. Check this now with the baby of the Quran. In the book and the Quran, they are all the other ones, but all the other Shaitan, he gave an incident that happened in Egypt. There was a sheikh who had a student. This sheikh had a gene that he was using. He would use the genes to terrorize the people, fuck them around. He was nothing for the genes. He was an invasion. I dare not to stand. Let me not tell them to stand. I dare not apart, nothing for me. One while you are. Let me say this here. When they read Surah to Yahoo, they say that it's not bad to Yahoo. The Surah of Yahoo is an apostle of Yahoo. That sutra has the names of genes. They are names of genes. So that's why they tell you that they can't read that sutra except that they will see the Lord. And when they hear, they will come to me down. You say, oh, come on, go. And I say, wala tadru ma'allahi ilaha al-ahma. Do not call anyone besides Allah. And when they hear sutra of the Lord, they say, yeah, So when people say, oh, they don't want us to read their thing, no, we want people to read their thing, but we don't want the people to make the shift that you are doing. So, Sheikh Islam said, Rahimahullah, when it was time for that shift to die, did he told the so-called shift that, look, don't worry, when you die, you will wash your body. Yes. What is that? You will wash your cup. So you have to be the cup. One day, one washing the cup. And they are one of the same person. So this shame told his student that don't worry, you will see me when I die, I will come and wash my cup. So when the shame dies, three, the cup was on the ground, they saw somebody like him walking into the house. The gene. That same gene, if the shape of the gene dies,
And now we want to start to receive the shape to them so that the depression can. The shape himself at death would have known that he was only deceived by me. When he can't come back to life, so tell him that, hey, this one has deceived me till I die. So, why did this same prophet enter into the house of the sheikh and ask the girl and tell to the wife of the sheikh? After that, he came to bath, he came to wash the cup. And so the student believes that, oh, it was our sheikh that came to me. So you can find out, brother, you can hear them saying, hey, before you in the bath, anyone who does it has done. They between us and them, we have one part of our life here. When it comes to that, I'm not saying it's a barrier between me and the dead. And that barrier cannot be broken by anything. The dead will come over to us. On matter of the power of the Shaman, we don't see our attack. What is facing is more important to him and more serious, fearful for him. Than what we are telling them. Especially if it was not a Muslim. So these are one of the ways that jinns receive to be make them for this shame, to make them join back up. That's why the Muslim here said that women who are baffled in the and I see that so these things, when you want to start using them, they can say you have to slaughter something for me. Slaughter is a decision. You have to be like a bro. You know what I'm saying? There is so much slaughter in Panjika. He was a minister of education. He was a husband. You know, about 3 months ago, there was an attack in which by an engineer. Who was sent to have accepted blood, who slaughtered somebody on a T junction. You remember the place for the next? It's on the news. There was a black engineer who was sent to have, not my expression, who was sent to have accepted his blood. He went and asked one of his friends, they brought a human being and butchered the human being on the T junction. When the Pharisee was there, he was an immediate sacrifice. People of idolatry, they made some sacrifice in law. Yes. So from that point on, animals, they can even make sacrifice for their human being. All these are various aspects of shame. It is their gene companion that will tell them to do that. If you do it, I will do it for you. And when they do it, they will do those things to them. Unfortunately, they will never tell them the truth there. What so other features can do to attack them? For example, giving long life. Can another person give another person long life? No one can do that. Life is already stipulated. They decided that they are. If another person can give it that, it's already being implemented. It will not change. So we tell them to slaughter for them. That's why they must use this as a man. And God has not known for anyone, but who? So let's go back to the beginning of our book. It says, Allah, who has shaped the Ibadat in Lord, Wahdahu, La Sharika. We now know the meaning of Ibadat in Lord, La Sharika. That there are different types of ibadah. And how to know what an ibadah is? We now know, inshallah. Now, what are the evidences that any person who does shirk sees ibadah in Allah in wahdahu, that person's Islam is nullified? Do we understand? We have not described what shirk is. We have described what is ibadah, and we have given examples of ibadah, and how shirk comes into ibadah. The question now is, what is the evidence that shirk modifies the Islam of an individual? That's why he brought those two verses.
the first evidence that shares manifests the Islam of the Indian, the statement of Allah in Surah Al-Islam, we are not saying, Inna Allah, la yuzi wa shuraka lihi, wa rabbi al-adhi wa dhalika, inna yishra. Inna Allah, satin Allah, la yuzi wa shuraka lihi, you want to forgive any form of shirk. Allah will forgive. Any person who died committing shirk, Allah will forgive. The meaning of this last is just different to death. If a person commits shirk and dies from shirk, because if a person is committing shirk, joining partners with Allah, happy and sad, and what about? If he repents, Allah will accept his repentance. Not see that. Allah will forgive him all what he has done before. Allah will forgive him. If he has good things he has done before that time, Allah will come with that. Give me for him. If he has good things he did when he was a Muslim, Allah will write that one good things. If he has things he was committing when he was a Muslim, Allah will come to his heart. إلا الله الرحمن الرحيم إذا لم يكن الرحيم إذا لم يكن الرحيم لا تكن لي حبيبا إن صحيح مسلم لأن حبيبا قال إن رضي الله في الحديث إن دوزمان قال عبد الله بن جدعان عبد الله بن جدعان والمسلم والأحمد الأعصم من بعد We were, you know who we were now. Guys smoking dope, Indian hands, you know, playing around, playing. Most times they will keep away from you. You don't come to the midst of it. They look for one about you. In those times, someone enter into the mountain, in the rocks. They go and say, yeah, you don't see me right. You want to make a fast, not tell us, rock down. One thing was resting near a cave. You know, when you have a rock, you have caves all around them. He saw something shining like the eye of a snake. He thought it was a python that was coming to him. He stood up and started running. You know, something about him, what are you? Have you seen snakes? So he started coming back to man. Ah, I don't know. After a shot, so that is moving towards the direction. Let me see that thing for you. As he was approaching, he was finding out that he was not a snake after all. As he was approaching, he was finding out that he was not a snake after all. When he got it, it was a treasure. For taking gold, silver, diamonds, money. You know, it was the people who are burning them in jail. So it was a treasure that had been buried. Verify somebody didn't jump down got it. So he packed the treasure and came to Mecca and became a rich man. He was so ignorant to the extent that the pot with which he put food to give to his fish, it was a leather that would be crammed into the pot to take it down. He did not want to someone wants it. He don't ask him for one camel. He tried to buy some wine. So when he died, the problem was that when he died, but he had not become a messenger. God said he had become a messenger. Allah was. Because when I died, what he was going to do? I shall only allow a car to the Prophet Muhammad. We all do the development, those in good deeds, those and those things you will give to you to give. We will benefit him because of Allah. You never believe in Allah. But if you have believed in Allah, he kept you law and while you have believed all the things in your account. And the good one to him, even when he was a believer, he became a false one. But he did not believe. So you see the importance of having iman before we die. So the question is how we shape or any of the forms of shape. And that is what it is now to say. All those Muslims who have gone to Hashim with hope, with love, with respect, with reverence for Hashim, they should say Shahada. So they will reassure themselves. And if they have been, it is not for you. Because it's a matter between they and their world. So they should make Shahada. And those who are going to see, they should not go back again. Those who fear Abdullah should stop fearing. The women of King Abdullah are nothing has happened to those women. And nothing will actually happen. Wallah, women of King. How many women are in one in the hotel? Women collect many times, nothing happens. Even the Hagema is there, how many times are people have to open their window to look at the Hagema? And nothing happens to them. Nothing will happen. It is from the limit of Shaitan to cause a chaos, wanting to fear. But they have something, they have things working around with them. For that fear to be displayed, don't think you can translate one of these human beings who are not wearing the fact. That's why we are Muslims. When we don't fear the things, we must fortify ourselves. How do we fortify ourselves? We light fire and we see every night. Allah, La ilaha illallah,
I'll tell you this story about one of the companions of the Prophet Muhammad.
sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
In what came to my mind was Khalid ibn Abi Bakr.
Khalid ibn Abi Bakr. Faith in Allah.
Khalid ibn Abi
Bakr. It was said that Allah and Al-Buddha were worshipping God.
This
narration is in Akbar al-Makam, as in Abu al-Fatihah.
So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after the Fatwa Makkah, he said he should want to destroy the island.
When he went there, he just broke down the island and came back to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet asked him, alayhi
wa sallam, what do you see over?
Can you see anything over?
Go back when you are not with you.
When he went back,
I said,
really?
After the instruction of that slave father,
a black woman came out of
it. It was a Jew in the form of a black woman.
He used to be inside the eye.
When he saw the Jew, he opened his eyes and his mouth.
So he said, oh, yeah, God has opened his mouth.
The God has opened his eyes.
So when Father saw him, he cut off his hair.
He said,
he cut off his hair.
He tried it.
When he came back to the Prophet,
he asked him, what did he
say? Yeah, when I saw it,
I caught up.
The point of reference in this narration is that
Allah of
many
of the people who worship idols indirectly,
it is because they are afraid that if they don't do it,
what happened was that all the things are from the demons of
Shaitan.
Come up as Muslims,
come up as people who love Allah
subhanahu wa ta'ala and
His Messenger.
People who fear Allah subhanahu
wa ta'ala
and His Messenger.
All things
will fear you.
You have respect for you.
They will never come near where you are.
And when they come,
Allah will make you into your
progress.
So that's the reason why the
Imam
cited the two
verses.
Inna Allah la
yaghfiru an yushraka
bihi
wa yaghfiru ma
duna dhalika.
The person that
not having shirk,
Allah will forgive
him as he likes.
Yes, the man
who has shirk,
not to him.
He forgives
whoever he likes.
And then the second
verse, إِنَّهُ
مَنْيَشْرِكْ
بِاللَّهِ
فَقَدْ حَرَّمَ
اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ
جَنَّتَهُ
وَمَأْوَاهُ
وَمَا
لِلظَّالِمِينَ مِنْ
أَنصَارٍ.
Exactly,
مَنْيَشْرِكْ
بِاللَّهِ
whoever joins
any person of
Allah,
فَقَدْ حَرَّمَ
اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ الْجَنَّةَ.
Allah has made
Al-Jannah
haram
for him.
The only people
that Allah has made
Al-Jannah
haram for Allah is
Kafirun.
This is evident
that anyone who
does shirk
and dies
for that shirk,
فَقَدْ حَرَّمَ
اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ
الْجَنَّةَ. Allah
has made Al-Jannah
prohibited
for him.
وَمَأْوَاهُ
النَّارُ.
His last
place of
residence
is the fire.
وَمَا لِلظَّالِمِينَ
مِنْ أَنصَارٍ.
Even to us, don't
have anything
to help them.
So the fourth
point,
the fourth thing
that
removes the Islam
for people is what?
Ashiru
ibadat
al-Wahdi
wa ta'u
lash.
And as we explain,
you see that ibadah
is why.
So you see that this
point is why.
But this
single point here
is like a
concise
way of bringing
all these points
together.
Making
us understand that
if they
are not necessarily
restrictive,
but it's
a matter of the fact
that they occur
a lot more
commonly.
And
other aspects of
shape, one
way or the other,
and kumu,
they are connected
to this thing.
As we have
said that many
other aspects of shape
and kumu
are connected
to this
one
that we have
mentioned.
Then Allah
subhanahu wa ta'ala
makes us end that
process.
Strengthen
our iman.
Make
us successful Muslims.
This thing
we are now.
If there are
1, 2, 3
questions
you'd like to
answer them.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, and 12.